Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I appreciate you allowing me to be part of that and you being part of mine. Gene Greisman is our guest, and we're glad he's here, too, because he's one of our good friends and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People, but also one of my favorite books that I've ever owned, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and a number of other very important publications and audio documents. And as I mentioned to you earlier, he is also one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
And I'm glad to be with you. It's always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that that Abraham Lincoln is known for, perhaps the most important characteristic he was always known for, is his honesty. They called him Honest Abe. Now, the story that I remember, Gene, is the story about how he walked, 26 miles uphill both way in the snow to return a book. Was that the origins of the honesty part?
That was part of it.
I was a little bit of hyperbole, but I don't remember all the details.
Yes.
But I do remember that it really put him out to do what he told the person he would do.
That's exactly right. In fact, he very early on got a reputation for being honest. In fact, I'll have to say the story about returning the book, and then there's another that when he was working at a store, he overcharged someone a penny or two, and he walked several miles to repay the penny. Those may or may not have happened. They may be like George Washington's cherry tree.
The cherry
story.
Tree, yeah.
But it is well known by contemporaries who were interviewed by his law partner, Billy Herndon, who went back and interviewed all the people who'd known him as a boy, that he did get to be known as Honest Abe. In fact, on the frontier, they often would have horse races and wrestling matches and boxing matches. Incidentally, he was a champion wrestler himself.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever people would place their bets, they'd give them to him for him because they knew he'd hold on to them and not cheat anybody. And he got the reputation for not cheating and being forthright and plain spoken and honest.
Imagine having that as your nickname, Honest Abe.
I think it's wonderful.
I mean, imagine how that served him in future endeavors.
In one of my in my presentation, in fact, I just did my Lincoln program for a client appreciation luncheon for First Guarantee Bank in Jacksonville, Florida, and I included this in the presentation. He concludes one segment by saying, somehow I got to be known as Honest Abe. My career would have been far different had I come to be known as Crooked Abe.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead, Gene.
In fact, I was going to say that one of the best quotes, you got it in The Words Lincoln Lived By, one of the best quotes, Lincoln wrote some advice to lawyers, and he said, resolve to be honest. If in your own judgment you cannot be an honest lawyer, resolve to be honest without being a lawyer. Choose some other occupation rather than one in the choosing of which you do in advance consent to be a knave. In fact, I said to I also did a training program, leadership lessons from Lincoln for their employees. I said, I can't think of a business that where it's more important to be honest. I said, it wouldn't really be a compliment if people said, First Guarantee Bank, boy, they really know how to make money with your investment, and you get the best return on your CD of any bank around, but you can't trust them.
Exactly. But you know,
I don't think you ever want that to be a reputation for a small business either.
Exactly right. And the thing is, in the marketplace, Gene, there's another element. There's something more involved in the marketplace than honesty, than right and wrong. There's also this thing called ethics.
Yes.
And right and wrong are black and white. But ethics is gray. You can tell somebody the truth and still be unethical. I'll give you an example. One of the examples I like to use is if you call me up and say, Jim, come over. I want to buy another piece, some of your goods, and another one of your machines. And I say, okay, I'll be right over. And I come over and you say, okay, I need to be delivered. Can we deliver it in 2 weeks? And I say, yes, I can. And I'm telling the truth, and I can. And I'm doing the right thing because you've asked me to buy, and I'm ready to sell. But if I know that there's a newer, improved version that's going to come out in a month that you could benefit from, if I'm being ethical, I will say, now, Gene, I can do everything you just said. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to help. You can sign the contract. But I need to tell you about what's happening, and I need to let you make the decision if you can wait a month or not, because we got a new version coming out in 30 days. How will that change your plans? And I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to say we have a new improved version out, number one, because it isn't out yet. Number two, you didn't ask me about a new improved version. Number three, you wanted to take delivery before that one was going to come out. So I've done everything honest and appropriate from an honesty standpoint by delivering you what you told me. But if I'm being ethical, in my opinion, this is part of ethics. Ethics is where I say, I want my customer to know what I know. What do you think?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
But in my opinion, that's how you get that kind of honesty, that level of honesty, which I call ethics, having good ethics. That kind of thing is where that's how you get a reputation for being someone that can be trusted.
You know, the whole question of honesty and ethics is a very difficult question. That's the reason I said that's a hard one. For mm-hmm. example, whenever I talk about honesty in the narrower sense that you mm-hmm. defined it, I say that you have to be judicious in how you...
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. We built them to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and there's no barrier to entry. Everything's free. Show up. Come on in. We'll let you hang out with us. Gene Greisman is all over our website and especially the smallbusinessadvocate.com. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for so long, and he's the author of a number of books, including The Words Lincoln Lived By, including The Time Tactics of Very Successful People, but a number of CDs and DVDs, and you can find all that at presidentlincoln.com, right, Gene?
That's right, presidentlincoln.com. In fact, I was going to say, if any of your listeners go there, they can click on, and we'll send them a complimentary issue of the Achievement Digest.
Wow. Thank you for that, Gene. Folks, check that out.
And they could find all of it there, and there's always something about Lincoln in the Achievement Digest.
Okay. What we were talking about is this idea of honesty, of telling the truth. One of the reasons I like to talk about ethics, Gene, and whenever we're talking about telling the truth or you know, the black and white of truth, is that when you get into the marketplace is not always like Sunday school, you know, and it's not as easy, because there are all these variations, all these different things, all these different character tests that you can take. And the idea is, the model that I always try to operate off of, Gene, was if I know something my customer doesn't know, whenever they find out that I knew that, would it matter to them would that be a negative thing for them to find that out? And if I thought it was going to be something that they wouldn't like, then that was kind of my barometer of whether I should tell them about it or not. And like in my case where I said the customer said I want the stuff right now, you know, I could have always come back and said, well, you told me you wanted it right now, and that other product wasn't coming out for a month. Well, that doesn't mean that they wouldn't have liked to have had the information.
Yes. I think you've raised a powerful point, and one that Lincoln would have been comfortable with, because the honesty in the legal and narrow sense of the word is not the only standard that we should measure behavior by. It's the larger measure, as you said, of ethics or morality, which has its basis in the Golden Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the Golden Rule would certainly take care of the issue, the illustration that you raised, and that is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
And the Golden Rule is a great principle to run a business with, because it means you won't cheat them, you won't deceive them, and you'll go beyond that. You'll do to them what you would like them to do to you.
But it doesn't mean that you should tell your customer the truth about their child if you think that the child is not as pretty as he thinks it is. You shouldn't tell them what you really think about that.
That's sort of like the little girl. Two women are looking at her, and old lady, she says, she's not very pretty, is she? And the other one said, I may not be very pretty, but I sure am smart.
So what do you think about, what do you think Lincoln would think about the current the level of honesty in the marketplace today? What do you think he would think about that?
I think that he would be distressed by it, as he was in his day. In fact, there were lots and lots of scams, patent medicines, false claims, and in fact, probably if anything, the marketplace was a more treacherous place in his day than it is today, because there is more good government regulation about food and making sure scales work properly and the like. But there are new levels of dishonesty. Whenever you invent a new technology or technologies, dishonest people come in and try to abuse those technologies, and that's certainly been true of digital information and the whole thing. It's just been a heyday for crooks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Gene, what are some other things that you think we can learn from Abraham Lincoln, especially with regard to honesty?
I think with regard to honesty, knowing the truth and knowing what to do with the truth are two different things. So I think a good deal of wisdom is required in knowing what to do with the truth. A village idiot may stumble upon the truth, tell everybody in sight, and do irreparable harm. Just because a person is committed to being truthful doesn't mean that they have to tell damaging information in ways that will not be helpful to people.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is required. That's the reason why living a good life is very difficult. But Lincoln had another principle, and it would apply to how we use the truth. And he said this. He said, if you will convince the other person that you are their sincere friend, and if you convince them that you are their sincere friend, you'll have less difficulty communicating with them. I'm paraphrasing what he said, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, for example, if I'm trying to get you to buy, and you know that I'm your good friend, you know that you can trust what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you whether a new model's coming out, and I'm going to give you that information, and then let you make the decision.
And
build
that
your business as a person who's honest and a person who's a good friend.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. PresidentLincoln.com is the website. Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, PresidentLincoln.com. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Lois Geller. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Cannot be denied.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.